walk into a room just as cool as you be. I walk into a room just as cool as you be. Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
I have to say that, you know, my first interaction with Dr. Maya Angelou was through her poem, Phenomenal Woman. You know, as a young girl growing up, you're not too sure about yourself. You don't have the confidence that you should. You're not happy with yourself for one reason or another. But reading that poem, you know, instantly gave me confidence, self-love, and I felt as if I could conquer anything because just the word phenomenal and what I was growing to be, woman, just spoke volumes to me.
Many people wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. When I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arm, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally. But I'm cool like that, I'm cool like that, I'm cool like that, phenomenal like that, woman. I'm cool like that, I'm cool like that, I'm cool like that.
Every time I think about, even just hearing her name means wisdom, it means class, it means graciousness, and I've always wanted to be a woman like Maya Angelou. I mean, the name says it all. The name says, you know, respect and honor and dignity, integrity, class, and she's the kind of woman who I aspire to be.
I walk into a room just as cool as you be, and I walk into a room just as cool as you be, and to a man the fellows stand or fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, phenomenal woman.
Every single time she opens her mouth, I am inspired and just am glad that I was able to hear and to read and to experience her. I'm so glad for the mark that she left on us, not just women, black women, but all women. She's just really has been an inspiration.
It's the fire in my eyes, the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist, the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenal. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see.
The one thing that made a magnificent, significant difference in my life, someone gave me her poem, The Phenomenal Woman. And I read that poem, and I hung it on my vision board, and I mean, I recited it every single day, and it made the biggest difference.
Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say, it's in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palms of my hand, the need for my care, because I'm a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman. That's my mother and all your mothers. And my grandmothers and your grandmothers. And my great grandmothers and your greats and my great greats and your and all you women. And me.
I always felt a deep connection to her and to her works and was privileged 25 years ago to write about her. It was a profile piece, one that opened the school year on the front page above the fold. I was excited. When she got to campus, she praised my work and thanked me for doing her justice. She told me she loved my spirit, that I was a statuesque, proud young sister who would go on to do great things, and she even gave me a hug. I've been blessed to speak with her at times over the years during my career. Around her, you know, you had to straighten up and fly right, man. She garnered that kind of respect. The love and dignity that she exuded demanded so. I will miss my Astro twin, Dr. Maya Angelou. Cameron, back to you.